Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ashley. My name is Carol, and I am curious about what I purchased from your company recently. I saw almost a $55 fee and then a $10 fee, and I just need somebody to tell me what it is I bought.
Happy to search in our system for you, Ms. Carol. May I ask for your last name and also your zip code?
Sure, last name is Schreiber, SCHREIB, like boy, ER, 65605.
Ms. Carol, I appreciate your patience. I think I found some matching information here for you. I just want to be certain. Can I ask for your street address as well, something you would have used for shipping?
1302 Tyler Street, Aurora, Missouri.
It's possible to have been entered as a typo. I'm uncertain, but I show an address of 1301 Tyler Street in Aurora. You're being billed, let me see one thing. You're being billed towards a visa, correct?
I'm not sure how it was paid. Yes, that would have been a Visa debit card because it came out on my bank statement.
All right, then we have the correct information pulled up for you. What I'm showing is back on January 25th, there was an amount paid of $9.97. That was the shipping to be sent out. Let me see. Hold on one second. So what I'm pulling up is like a space heater.
Oh, a
Yes.
little tiny spacey. Well, I thought I was that I got that through a reward of some kind, and I only had to pay shipping. But on the
Got you.
29th, you hit me with $54.97.
I see this as well. So what had happened is there was some terms and conditions provided on the order form where you put in your personal information to receive the space heater. It did explain that it is a free welcoming gift. And for that, you're basically joining the online direct savings store. Their membership fee had been billed monthly. And for that, the customer is sent an emailed voucher in the value of $125 for use in the discount shopping store.
Oh crap, then I didn't read it right. I don't want to be in any membership shopping thing.
Understood.
Can you cancel that?
We can.
That's
That's no problem.
is so the $54 was for the heater.
No, ma'am. No.
No.
No. The $54.97, it was the membership fee for that, either on the 29th of January or the day after, on the 30th, you would have received in your email a gift card in the value of
No.
$125.
No, ma'am. I guess that's why I'm curious when I looked at my bank statement and saw this. No, I have no vouchers. And the only email that keeps annoying me is that honey thing that pops up every time I want to buy something and I have to get rid of it.
Okay. All right. Let me pull this up. All right, Ms. Carol. I've fully submitted the cancellation here on our end. That does prevent all future billings. And I do want to share, just for your records, a cancellation confirmation number.
Oh, sure, I can do that. Okay. Ready?
Yes, ma'am. This number is going to be C as in Charlie 258. 847-461.
My goodness, that's a busy. Okay. I have that. So, you said it was canceled, so there'll be no more monthly. Do I get a refund on that $54 or not?
As a courtesy, we're more than happy. What we can do to help out, I can settle a 35% refund for you on this charge. And if I go ahead and get that put through, it should settle within the next 3 to 5 business days into your bank account.
35% of it or $35?
35%.
Okay.
Let me see.
Odd number.
It is a little odd, ain't it?
Yeah.
Let's see here. It would give you back an amount of
$19.23. Wow. But it's better than nothing, I suppose. Okay, the doorbell. Okay, well, I guess I have no choice other than to accept it. But I do want it canceled. It's not something that I would care to continue to enjoy.
I got you. Just to confirm again, I have everything fully canceled. We'll never bill anything else. And here's what I'm going to do, Ms. Carol, because this service has seemed to have taken you by surprise. I'm going to also notate here with my employee discount. What this is going to do for the billing is meet you halfway, if that's more acceptable.
What is that? Half of the $54?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it would be as a refund. It would give you back, hold on. So that's going to refund $27.48 instead.
Wow. And you're going to do that then before you cancel so that it's my employee discount or yours? I'm confused.
I'm just getting this notated in your refund section. So the amount refunded will be the $27.48, and I've already submitted that cancellation. So going forward, you'll never be billed anything else.
Okay, great. Well, I certainly do appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. You too. Thank you.